Welcome to the Learning, Love and Wisdom podcast with Mitch Ping. Today is a special episode. I'm bringing you a live recording from a masterclass I did a few days ago. The masterclass is 1 hour of action-packed information all about why we lose momentum, how to set goals, how to recharge your goals, and how to make sure that we keep the momentum going. Now, I kind of fucked up because the file corrupted a bit and I lost the first sort of 20 minutes, the intro of the masterclass. So I'm just going to, for maybe 10 minutes here, explain the intro, what this masterclass is all about, what we're going to talk about and who it's for and what you might get out of it. So the masterclass is three different things. It's number one, why we lose momentum. Number two, how to set authentic goals. And then number three, the most important, is how to keep the momentum going. So I love the name Mindset Momentum because if you've ever done a personal development course, book, or ever had a new job or ever got a new girlfriend or ever, you know, you're riding a high, you're riding that wave where you feel so good and you feel invincible. And if you're like me, you want to keep that high going. You want to forever be riding that wave. But unfortunately, eventually the wave crashes and you start drowning. The avalanche starts rolling down on top of you and you can't fucking breathe. So just explaining why we can't always ride that wave, why we lose the momentum, and then getting into, okay, we know we fucked up, we know we've been challenged, we know we've been stressed, I know I'm missing, I'm not seeing something clearly, my emotions have got the best of me, okay, now I'm clear, now I'm focused, now I'm going to set some more goals, some better goals, more clear goals, more goals that are inspiring to me, and more goals that are aligned to what my soul and what my purpose and what my meaning is, that will bring me the most amount of fulfillment, the most amount of love, and be the most present for the magnificence of life. So we get into how to set those goals. And then number three is how to keep those goals going. Because part of why we lose momentum is because we're not keeping it going, right? So it's a bit, there's different ways to say it, but how to keep it going. I talk about having a checklist, having how to have the right priorities, how to say no to people, all this sort of thing in the talk. So there is also a accompanying slide presentation that you can download. So please download it, message me on Facebook or Instagram. And there is also a link in these podcast notes. So just go over and download that and you'll get a lot more information, a lot more insight. So those three things will be spoken about. And I just want to touch on why we lose momentum, the first point, and then I'll bring you over to the energy and the inspiration from the other night. So we lose momentum because we're not being authentic with ourselves. Now, when we are authentic with ourselves, we know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, why we're doing it, we're on purpose. Okay? Now, if you get emotional and you get stressed and overwhelmed and you get thrown off your momentum and you're overwhelmed and you're feeling like shit, it's actually for a reason. It's helping you to get back on your purpose. So the biggest thing is to release the judgment and the expectation that you need to be, perfect and that you need to be on that wave all the time. I am the first person to admit that when I fall off the wagon, I'm beating myself up, I'm judging myself, and I'm like, why couldn't I just keep going the way that I wanted to go? Right? Why couldn't I keep going the way that I wanted, that I expected, that I hoped it would go? Now, let me tell you, life just did you a massive favor, a blessing, because life wasn't meant to go that way. The way you thought, the way you hoped, the way you expected, it wasn't designed to go that way. So to take a step back and reflect on what you've been through and how you got here and why those goals failed and what are the benefits of those goals failing? What are the benefits of me slowing down right now? What are the benefits of me reflecting? Because in order to grow, which I'm sure you all do if you're listening, if you want to get back your momentum and you want to keep growing, in order to grow, we must not only be able to deal with a greater amount of happiness and excitement and joy, but also the counter opposing opposite emotions of pain, stress, overwhelm, and sadness. So this is a bit confusing. This is why I wanted to give you a quick intro before we got into it, because I give an example of me being really angry and overwhelmed. But I was comparing it to the moment where I was out with the puppies and I was really sad, and I was really happy and I was really excited because I was with the puppies. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. My life, I've made it. This is beautiful. I want to just do this all the time for the rest of my life. I'm with the puppies. I'm so happy and I'm so like, this is the best, right? I have just gone to the next level of growth, the next level of awareness. Now, in order to go to that next level and the next level of awareness, we have to increase all of our emotions. So a five-year-old is not going to have much stress. The five-year-old's going to have stress of, is mommy going to take care of me? Am I going to get food, right? Where the stress of Elon Musk, the stress of a big business owner, they're going to have a fucking ridiculous amount of stress and pressure and challenges and overwhelmed, and they're going to be dealing with a greater level of emotion, okay? But at the same time, he gets to fulfill millions of lives with his Teslas, and he gets to create a legacy, and he gets to, you know, send people to Mars, and he gets to work with super intelligent people, and he gets to lead a big team, right? But the five-year-old's at that five-year-old level of, you know, did I get my Happy Meal today? Right? So I got to the next level and I had a next level, a new emotion of happiness with the puppies, but I also at the same time I had a new level of anger because I'm comparing it to that moment where I'm with the puppies. Everything is a comparison. And when we are stuck in a judgment zone and we're overwhelmed and we're stressed, we stop having this great, magnificent awareness, and we get shrunk down into black and white thinking of this is either good or this is either bad. Nothing is either good or bad. When you're pursuing a goal that you really love, you embrace both sides of good and bad, pain and pleasure, support and challenge. So that's my little intro. I hope that clears some things up for you and will make some more sense. Is the gist of it is we lose momentum because we stop being authentic with ourselves. We've had unrealistic expectations of how we want things to go, and when things haven't gone that way, we're now judging ourselves. So in order to overcome that judgment, what are the benefits of me, you know, not pursuing it that way? How can I see it differently? What's a goal that really lights me up? Who am I, you know, beating myself up? Why? What are the benefits that I'm getting out of this? And what opportunities do I have now? And what do I truly love? What do I truly want? And to go to that next level, the next level of awareness, to see a next level of beauty, you also need to see the next level of ugly. In order to create the next level, you must destroy something. In order to have a next level of happiness, you must also embrace the next level of sadness, of loss, of grief, of pain, of guilt and shame. So there it is, mindset, momentum, how to recharge your goals, and enjoy. Was pushing a rock up the hill and look what happened. It came back down and smacked him in the fucking head. Right, so that's what happens when we lose momentum. Now, there's three main reasons why we lose momentum. Number one, we didn't even fucking bother setting goals. Number two, we've achieved a goal, we get elated and proud, and we just sit back, relax, eat some chippies, and go on the TikTok. Number three, which is why most of you are probably here, is we're challenged on the way to our goals. So I've set a goal to run 200 miles or whatever the fuck, run an Ironman. And then a challenge comes up. Oh, my knee's sore. Fuck, what am I going to do? Help. Or, oh, I want to travel around Australia. Oh, I need a car. Oh, fuck, I don't have money. Oh, fuck, I don't have this. Right? So it's, you've set a goal. You're like, okay, I want to have my own house. I want to have my own dog. I want to have be in a relationship. I want to be really smart and be an awesome coach. And then you're like, but, right? I want to do this, but, right? So this is most people where we're butting ourselves and no one likes it up the butt. Not all of us, at least. I do, but that's my preference. So we're designed to get emotional when we're challenged because it's teaching us how to deal with greater amounts of stressed. So like I said, we welcome it. I want to get emotional. I want to get stressed because I realized today, I'm like, why am I so angry? Why am I so sad? Oh my God, but this is annoying. I've gone to that next level because being around, like I hold a puppy. We have 16 puppies right now, literally out the back. We've got 16 puppies and I can hold a puppy and I just start crying and I love it. And I'm just like, I've never been so like fucking happy and like, it's insane. And I'm like, that's why I'm getting so angry and I'm so sad because I'm comparing it to the love and the happiness of holding these beautiful puppies. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. I've never been this angry. I've never been this sad before. Fuck yeah. Right. So that's the mentality that's going to keep the momentum going. Remember, pressure and stress creates diamonds. Without that pressure and the stress coming down on you, you're not going to shine bright like a diamond. Like I was saying before, if I'm holding a puppy, I'm really happy. And then I come inside and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm not working on my business. I'm not talking to this person. I'm not doing that. I'm doing my running training and not blah, 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 blah. I'm not talking to my girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. All these excuses and buts and shoulds and musts and ought tos. Is everything's a comparative. So once I realize that, oh, I'm so angry because just before I was really happy with the puppies. A surfer that is out on the waves and it's very calm, the surfer's not getting angry, but like, oh, this is fucking bullshit. Like, there's no waves. I hate this. I'm so sad. I should be on a wave. The surfer knows that in order to catch a wave, you go out there, you wait while it's calm, then you wait for the swell to come, and then you catch the wave. The surfer's not sad that he's not on the wave. He's just, this is how it works. You get, sometimes you wait for a wave, sometimes you're on the wave. After you get on the wave, you come back, and then, see how there's both? I'm happy with puppies, I'm sad without puppies. But if I know I'm sad without puppies, and I'm like, oh, but that's because I want the puppies, I'm like, well, when's the next time I'm going to see the puppies? Oh, tomorrow. Oh. Okay, so it's the same thing if you're at the bottom of the mountain. If you're sad, you're at the bottom of the mountain. Well, you're like, well, I know I'm going to get to the top. So why would I be sad? Let's just start walking. Shit, right? So it's missing information. I'm angry and sad inside that I'm not with the puppies because I'm missing the information. I'm forgetting about that beautiful experience that I was just had 30 minutes ago of holding the pup. Is this going to make you all want puppies? I should stop talking about pups. Do you want me to get one? No, I can't do that. It's missing information. We must, all challenges, all stress, all problems, it is only because you don't have the missing information. If a 5-year-old was getting angry that he doesn't know what 5 times 10 is, then you're not angry, are you? You're not getting emotional. And then the kid finds out the missing information. He goes, oh, okay, shit. So think of where in your life you get really angry or you're really sad or you're overwhelmed or you're grieving, or you could go the opposite. Where are you really happy? Where are you really elated? Where are you proud? Where are you excited? Where are you enthused? And then think, well, what am I comparing it to? Everything is a comparison. And if you're in the moment now, then, and you're pulled out of that moment, it's because you're comparing it to something else. Everything is comparative. So if we pull in all of
the different information and what we're working with, and we combine it, and we go, oh, right. Like, if you're, like, Leonid is a personal trainer, so if you're with a client, they come in, and they go, okay, I want to lose 10 kilos. And then they come in for their second session and like, what the fuck? I haven't lost any weight. This is fucking bullshit. Like, why haven't I lost any weight? You're like, oh yeah, it's your second session. What do you mean? So you fill in that missing information. Well, they will figure it out on themselves. You ask them a question. They learn about it and they go, oh, okay. It's a process. It's a journey. It's a journey of going through all of the different emotions. When we're stressed and, again, under the avalanche of overwhelm, where we have unrealistic expectations for things to be one-sided. I wish I was just happy right now. I wish I just had money right now. I wish I was just, you know, feeling good about my body right now. But we need to, the hottest, fucking craziest, you look at these supermodels and you go, what the fuck? You just said, you're like, how the fuck is that possible? You know, when you see a really attractive person, you're just like, how? What? They are the most insecure. They're the most insecure about how they look, right? So don't be fooled. Everyone has both sides. And once we fill in the missing information, we are fulfilled, we are complete, we are fully aware. And that's when we can start to embrace the challenges. So think about it in all different areas of your life, emotional, in your job, in your mind, your mental, in your environment, your family, your finances, your social, your physical, your spiritual. A lot of the time will be like, I'm more empowered in my mental, physical, and spiritual areas of life. So I pursue those goals and I'm like, okay, I want to run. I want to do a 200 miler. I want to do an Ironman. I want to go running every day. And then I'm like, well, financially, I need to buy the shoes, I need to buy the head torch, I need to buy the events, I need to do the traveling, I need to, and now my focus was on my spiritual and mental and physical, but now I'm getting challenges in my financial, instead of going, well, that's bullshit, I don't like this, I'm broke, I'm a piece of shit, I go, okay, well, what's the missing information here? Let me go talk to someone who loves money, let me go ask, read a book on money or business, and they go, oh, well, business is about giving value and being more efficient and productive. Finances is about investing in patience. Okay, how can being productive and giving value and being patient help me with my Ironman and my 200 milers and my running and all this thing? And I start to integrate that missing information of the different areas of life. All of the challenges that you're getting right now are designed to help you master all of the areas of your life. It's like a beautiful little pie. Imagine you got a pizza and there was only 3 pieces in the pizza. You'd be like, where the fuck's the rest of the pizza? That's what the grand organized design of life is saying to you. It's where the fuck's Mitch? Where the fuck's your business? Where the fuck's your finances? Where the fuck's your social network? That's one thing that I just dislike. Just, I can get up in front of a room and talk, but if I have to go out for drinks with someone, I'm like, why? I don't want to do that. I just want to stay home and play with the dogs. So to recap, why we lose our momentum, we're trying to run away from that challenge instead of embrace it. We're missing information and we're not asking ourselves the right question. So ask yourself, if you really want this goal, why? Do you really want the goal? Do you really want to be an Afghan hound breeder and specialist? Do you really want to show prints around the dog ring? Do you really want to be in a relationship with this girl? Do you really want to travel around to Cairns? These are just my goals. What are your goals? Do you really want that? What's something that's challenging you right now? Why is it happening? Do you really want it? Maybe something's just happening and you don't know why, you can't figure it out at all. Well, do you have any goals? Because we'll get to that. That's next. Are you comparing yourself? Is this right for me? Just surround the dragon. Ask yourself all those questions. And if it is right to you, if you do want it, okay, well, what could I be doing better? What can I improve on? Oh, okay, I'm not waking up early. I'm not being consistent with my running. I'm not being consistent with my food. I'm not reading enough. I'm not learning enough. I'm not prioritizing. I'm not fucking standing up for myself and saying, hey, no, thank you, but I actually have this other high priority thing that I'm doing. Or maybe you're going on your phone too much. Maybe, like, there's so many things you can always improve. And then ask yourself, balance it out. What have you done well? I had this thing in my realization. I was like, fuck, I'm not reading. I'm not doing my mindset work. I'm not, you know, working on my business. I'm not spending quality time with my girlfriend. Fuck, like, oh, I'm such a failure. I'm a loser. And I go, hold on, where am I a winner? Because you can't have one more than the other. I'm just as much as a winner as I am a loser, like I was saying, with that missing information. At the bottom of the mountain is the same as the top of the mountain, because when you're at the bottom of the mountain, you can see it unconsciously. It's in your mind what it's going to feel like when you're at the top. So where am I a winner? Oh, I'm learning so much about dogs. I'm doing all this stuff around here. I'm learning so much. And I'm like, I had a tear and I was like, fuck, like, holy shit, that's the missing information. Something that is always against you, it is a universal law. If you're into physics, you may have heard this term. It's called entropy. Entropy is a word that describes anything that isn't organized and structured is going to turn into chaos. Things are designed to die and to evaporate and to just whatever, no one cares. If it's not organized and structured and it doesn't have a goal and it doesn't have a plan and it's not adding value and it's not growing, things that don't grow die. 99%, 0.99% of all species that have ever lived are extinct. Things are constantly growing and destroying so that more can be creative. It's called creative destruction or destructive creation. I will get more into, otherwise we'll go down a rabbit hole. But a basic idea is if you want to build a giant skyscraper and there's a little house underneath, well, you're not just going to build on top of that house, are you? You're going to need to destroy that house in order to allow for all the foundations and the room and the growth of that skyscraper. Now, in between, you've destroyed the house. Oh, there's nothing there. Oh, my God, there's nothing there. I'm a failure. What the fuck's going on? No, you're actually just in preparation for building that skyscraper. So don't beat yourself up too much if something is being destroyed in your life, because in your mind, you can have a vision or a plan of what you're going to do once this is created. My relationship before I got Prince was being destroyed and I was resisting it. I didn't want to. I had this fantasy that it's going to work out, but it just, we were too different at two different times and it wasn't working out and just not, it wasn't meant to be. I love her and always will. And I love the experience and everything that happened. And I'm grateful. And that was destroyed so that Carla could step in and build up. I mean, it's kind of horrible when you use people. But you know what I'm saying. Something must be destroyed so it can be transformed and created into something bigger. If you don't, you're going to be overtaken. Okay, entropy ain't going to wait for fucking nobody. If you sleep in, if you're on TikTok, if you're fucking skipping the gym, if you're calling in sick to work, if you're whatever, right? No one, entropy ain't going to wait, okay? So we're always tick, 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 tick. That's why we got to set goals with time frames in order to push us and stress us to keep going and keep growing. Otherwise, you'll die and you'll get to the end of your life and you'll have all these regrets and you'll be like, fuck, what could I have done? Okay, number two. How are we going, everyone? We're taking some notes. How to set authentic goals and be a Superman nurse in this gender equal accepting society. The first and most important thing is to realize that you are in your own race. Everyone is a unique vagina, I mean snowflake. Everyone is a unique snowflake, a unique thumbprint. We all have a unique set of values that are intrinsic to us and us alone. It's all in a different order, it's in different priorities, it's in different forms, different shapes, and different sizes. Okay, we are all built completely differently. If there were 10, if I got everyone in this room to sit around a tree and draw the tree, and I would be like, okay, let's see your drawing. I would get 10, or I would get 5 completely different versions, because we all see things differently and we all act out differently, okay? We are so different in so many different ways. It's unbelievable. And to think that you're going to compare yourself to someone else and be like, I'm not as good as them. Well, okay, where are you as good as them in a different way? Because Usain Bolt, or let's say Tiger Woods, is a great golfer, but he went for 18 holes on the wrong course, okay? They ain't the right holes, Tiger. You've got a wife here. Let's chill. Right, so everyone's got their strengths and weaknesses, their virtues and their vices, and to get caught up in comparing is just futile, right? We all do it. It's natural. And that's why I've got some tools and methods that we use to sort of find them out and stop it. And the less we compare ourselves to others and the more we focus on us, the more we grow, the more we are inspired by ourselves, the more momentum we create. So like I said, we all have unique values, and our values are created from our deepest voids. Let me run through 2 versions of a day for you. One day, whatever it looks like to you, maybe for me, I would sleep in all day, on my phone all day, don't read anything, don't do any exercise, I don't see prints, I don't talk to anyone that I love, I don't watch any cool movies, I'm just lying in bed doing nothing. I'm not fulfilled at all. I'm so unfulfilled. There is a deeper void, a depression, an anger, a sadness, all these emotions, and I'm unfulfilled. There's a hole inside of me. There's something missing. Unfulfilled. So what would a completely unfulfilled, horrible day where you're just like, oh, this is shit, I didn't get to do what I loved. Compare that to a day where, for me, I'd wake up, work on my mission, do some mindset work, add something to my book, go out and play with Prince, go and play with the puppies, go for a run, go and talk to my girlfriend, go and plan out, you know, what I'm going to do with more of my book and add more research to it, do a bit of a course, do a coaching session, have this beautiful dinner, go for a beach walk on the sunset, then get to the end of the day, do a meditation, do some stretching, watch an awesome movie, eat some ice cream. Oh my God, best day of my life. Super fucking fulfilled, right? So the greatest voids where things are missing, you have the greatest opportunity for fulfillment. Fulfilling the voids gives you meaning and fulfillment. Oh, I have a meaning, a purpose to my life because I'm putting something in a hole, right? That's what I tell Carla. Please give me some meaning and fulfillment. And when you do that, you get to the end of the day and you're more inspired. You have more momentum. You're more resilient, more adaptable, you're more flexible. Wow, this is amazing, right? So think of What do you perceive is missing? What do you, when you don't do it, you just feel empty, you feel lost, if you're a great mum and you don't see your kids, are you broken? Or are you like, no, it's okay. Okay, that's fine. There's a lot of mums out there that are like, thank God the kids are at the dad's, oh my God, whew, it's over. Whereas other mums are like, oh my God, what are they doing? Are they okay? Text me, here, have you doing this? What are they doing now? Blah, 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 blah. Right? No one's better or worse than the other. We just have different values, right? So start to think about what you love doing, what gives you fulfillment, what gives you meaning, what do you feel is missing in your life? What's missing in my life is traveling. I want to travel more. I want to read more. I want to see more dogs. I want more knowledge on dogs. I want to spend more time with my girlfriend and learn more about her. I want to do more running and see how much I can test the limits of my body. You don't hear me talking about business or finances or social networking. I couldn't give a fuck about those things, which isn't bad. That doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't mean I'm never going to do those things. It doesn't mean I hate those things. I link the things that I aren't of value, that aren't thing, aren't as important, and I link those to the things that are important. I met Carla, and she was like, "Well, maybe it'd be important if you worked on your business, because if you made more money, we could go traveling together and do more cool things." I'm like, "Oh, that's a good idea. Let me go do that. Oh, if I make more money, I can buy more events and travel more. Oh, okay, cool. If I work more in my business, I can have more clients and I can work with them and I can learn more from them. I can teach more. I can understand more and I can empower more people. And the more I empower, the more they can empower me. And it's this beautiful, oh, wow. So missing information in all areas of life, the sadness, the happiness, the pain, the pleasure. Oh, it's all connecting. Wow, Mitch, thank you. You're a genius. Reflect on your calendar, your schedule, your day. Maybe you don't use a calendar, but just think, what does your life represent? What are the actions that you consistently do no matter what? What does it look like? I give you time to think. I'm going to take a sip of water. What do you constantly do that you love doing that no one has to remind you to do, that you get up for and you just inspire and you fucking love it? You've spent your whole life doing it. You spend all your money on it. You talk about it. You learn about it. You structure it. You plan it. You visualize it. You see it. You're knowledgeable on it. What is it? There might be a few things that come to mind. These are your values. Now, if you go to drdmartini.com and follow the values and determine your values, if you haven't done that, I think most of you in here have done that. They are your values. Now, that was very quick, and I'll have some more information about how you can get clearer on your values at the end of the presentation. But in the interest of time, we'll just fly through this and just first thing that came to your mind just then, what you love doing the most, no one has to remind you, that you constantly do, that you love doing, that you visualize the most, you've constantly, your life reflects it. If you ask other people what they do, that's what you do. It's in your schedule, you talk about it, you learn about it, you're knowledgeable about it, you spend money on it. What is it? What do you just fucking love the most? I love just fucking planning. I love it. I just plan. And mindset work to help me plan, and then I write, which helps me plan. What books am I gonna? I just love planning. Plan. I'm planning freak. I'm a master planner. Ask yourself, in your highest value or highest values, what do you love doing? In doing what I value, what would I love to achieve, and by when? This is the premise. This is the foundation to a solid goal. In doing what I value, it's not in doing what my mummy wants me to do, in doing what Saint Pope wants me to do, in doing what the Dalai Lama wants me to do, in doing what Grant Cardone wants me to do, in doing what Tony Robbins wants me to do. What the fuck do you want to do? In doing what you love, in what you value, what would you love to achieve and by when? Just fucking write it down. I don't care if it's shit. I don't care if it's made up. I don't care if it's whatever. What's coming to you? What do you love? What would you love to achieve and by when, right? So once you have that, and you can come back to this step and you can repeat it as many times as you want. Once you have the what, okay, I have my value. Okay, what about that value would I love to achieve? So I love planning. Okay, what would I love to do in terms of planning and by when? I would love to plan out all the books I'm going to read over the next year, all right, by the end of July, all right? So then I'll ask this, why? Because he who has a why can bear almost any how. He who has a why can bear almost any how. The bigger the why, the easier the how. Right, I'm sure you've heard this before. I'm absolutely certain you've heard it. When the student's ready, the teacher will appear. Bang, it hit you tonight. Fuck, I just need to know why I'm doing it. Right? Why do you want that? Because the bigger the why, right? If your earth, the earth size is your why, and your how is the moon, the bigger your why gets, the easier the how it gets. The moon actually comes closer. Earth's gravitational pull is stronger the bigger it gets. I want to magnetize, I want to gravitate, I want to revolutionize, transform the way you achieve your goals by increasing the determination, the inspiration, the enthusiasm, the love, and the certainty that you have within yourself on why this is fucking important. Have you ever just been so clear on why you want something and things just start randomly happening to help you out? Like, oh my God, this is amazing. The other day I went to fucking Pet Barn to get some worming tablets for Prince, and I went to the counter and they're like, oh, do you have any worming Comfortis Plus? And they go, oh, there's some here. It's instead of $120, it's $30 because it expires in 6 months. Do you want this? And I'm like, 30, okay, sure. I'll just take a fucking 80% off. Sure, right? It's just crazy shit like that. Like, you'll be, like one time I was at the gym and I was like, yeah, I really want to get my podcast doing and I want to talk to people who have supercars. No fucking shit. I left the gym. There was a green Lamborghini that was parked in front of my car, stopping me from reversing, right? Because it had broken, the battery had run out or some shit. And I went up to the guy and he's like, oh, is this your car? I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, dude, this is epic. I've been thinking about this. Hey, would you love to do a podcast? Bang, I'm doing a podcast with this fucking Lamborghini owner and he's telling me how he was the first guy in Australia to bring in drones and he went into Korea and he was almost fucking killed because he was asking too many questions in Korea and he was so stressed. He got taken in an ambulance and all this crazy shit. And I'm like, wow, because I knew I had a clear why. I was like, well, I want to share my inspiration. I want to talk to people who have done great things. And then I attracted it. So please don't let this simplicity of this concept pass you by, because it is the most incredible concept that will change your life and just expand your awareness. Once you have the clear why, then we can get out of airy fairy land and get grounded and ask yourself, okay, specifically, what is it? What are all the steps in achieving it? How am I going to measure it, right? So how am I going to measure it with a yes or no? The best goals are the ones where you can break them down into tiny little action steps and then ask yourself, has the tiny little action step that's going to lead me to the greater goal, has that been completed, yes or no? It's a simple answer. My goal is, I want to run a long distance. How do I know if I've run a long distance? Well, the smaller goal is my legs get sore. Okay, did my legs get sore? Yes or no? Sort of. Okay. Did I run for 60 minutes today? Yes or no? It's very clear, it's concise, it's precise. Precision beats speed, right? We want precise. Slow is smooth, smooth is fast. That's a Conor McGregor quote. We want something that's smooth, that's clear, that's precise and concise. We can measure it. We've taken a big goal and we've broken it down into smaller little chunks. So if I had a goal of planning out all the books that I want to read, I'll go, okay, what are the different categories of books? What are the authors of books? How long are the books? How hard are the books? What books do I need to read in order to read the most amount of books here? Where am I going to get the books? How much do the books cost? And then I just go around and I do, as you can see, I've done a bit of planning around my books before. Maybe it's for courses. Maybe it's for events you want to go to. Maybe it's for traveling. Maybe it's, think of every tiny little detail possible until your mind's about to fucking explode. Track out every single step of it, so you can measure it and give yourself a yes or no. Have I done this or have I not? As you can tell, I'm a bit obsessed with goal setting. Then we go to the A. Is this achievable? Is this breaking any universal laws? Do you want to make $100 million in the next year? Is that achievable for you? Okay, what experience do you have in business? None. How much money have you made so far in your life? 10 grand. Do you have a powerful social network? No. Do you have any powerful skills? No. Do you have an advanced knowledge? No. Do you have an incredible determination and you'll do anything it takes and you'll kill people for it or rob a bank or do it? No, not really. Okay, well, that's probably not achievable. Maybe think of a different goal Because the thing is, when you set a goal that's authentic, it's realistic and it's achievable. So just check in with yourself. Is this goal achievable? If there is any doubt in your mind, if it is achievable, it's the wrong goal. Your goals must be 100% certain, right? So if you don't think it's achievable, break it down. Okay, well, can I read 1,000 books in the next week? No. Can I read one book in the next week? Yes. Okay. Can I read two? Or maybe. Okay. So I've gone from a yes at one, maybe a two. Okay. Can I read a hard book in 1 week? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Then you go, yeah. And you're looking for that. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, it's lighting me up. Yeah, that's inspiring. Yeah, I can do that. If you set a goal that's too big in too short a time frame, you'll be depressed and stressed. If you set a goal that's too small in too short a time frame, you'll achieve it and you'll be unsatisfied. It's like a quick route. You get in and out and you're like, oh, that's unsatisfying, right? You want to find the right amount of size and the right amount of length. Jesus, what am I talking about here? We go to the R. You want to be relevant. Are these relevant to your values? Are these linked to your values? And last of all, the most important, to utilize the powerful Parkinson's law, is the amount of time you plan to do something, the amount of time you set for it and allow for it, is the amount of time it takes to complete that task. I allowed 1 day to do this whole presentation. And what did I do today? I was fucking bang, 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 bang. I was just doing the planning this presentation. I did this entire presentation, all the slides in 1 day, because I knew, well, if I started doing it 2 weeks ago, I'll just fluff around and fuck around and not do anything, right? If I'm going to go out to pick up the dog poo and I've got my rice on and I know it's 20 minutes to cook the rice, I'll get it done in 20 minutes. Or maybe the house will burn down. Hopefully you don't do that. Don't tell them. So just get smart. Get smart goals. Okay, remember, the devil is in the details, but so is the angel. Okay? Your biggest fears, right? But if I plan it, then maybe I don't achieve it. Okay. But the angel is saying, but if you do plan it, how would you feel if you do achieve it, right? So we've got both sides again. The devil is in the details, but so is the angel. Any detail you leave out of your goal setting, your planning, is an obstacle that you're going to face. Your goals must be so clear that you have 100% certainty. You map out every single step, every single detail. If this is a goal that you love, that you truly value, you will spend the time writing down the plan and the steps and the actions, because the reason we lose momentum is because we lose sight of what the highest priority actions we can take are. If we have a goal that we know we want to achieve, I want to run a marathon, and you get caught up and overwhelmed and stressed and you lose momentum, you lose awareness that, fuck, all I need to do today is run for 30 minutes. That's it. That's it. That's the highest priority. That's all I can do. All you can do is right now. All you can do is right now. That's all, yeah. Right? Any detail you leave out of your plan is an obstacle that you'll face. I already said it. Haha. I beat your presentation. Make sure you're keeping track. When I heard DeMartini say this in a podcast, I froze and I shat myself. Right? And I had to go home and change my underwear because it was very confronting. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, how dare he? Any goal that you aren't keeping track of and metricing and editing and refining and thinking about is a fantasy. It's not a true goal. Okay? So make sure you're keeping track, you keep adjusting, you keep editing, you keep refining. You know, the more you do that, the clearer the goal is going to become, the more authentic it is to you. Make sure, just make sure you're all still there. Hello, awesome. Number three, I'm just going to have some more water here. What are your biggest takeaways so far? Oh, Sophie made it. Awesome. All right, Sophie, Jess, Leona, and Clinton. What are the takeaways so far? Write them down. How long have we been going for? 3 hours. All right, making good time. Number three, the third and final step is how we keep the momentum going. Now, this is probably a bit obvious, dull, right? We follow the previous steps. Of course, I'm going to give you some more tips. Come on, what do you think this is here? Right? Write a checklist. I used to, now I'm going to be honest, I'm a bit slack with this because I lost a bit of my momentum in some of my areas that I'm working towards, and I stopped doing my checklist. I had a checklist, I printed it out. Did I wake up in the morning at my designated time? Did I do my stretching? Did I do my planning? Did I do my mindset work? Did I go to the gym? Did I do my stretching? Did I eat a good lunch? Did I do a coaching? Did I work on my business? Now you don't have to start with that many ticks. For you, it might just be, did I go to the gym? Did I drink my 2 liters of water? Did I walk the dog? Did I read my 10 pages of my book? Did I do my 10 minutes of meditation? Start simple. Start with what you can handle. Start with something that challenges you, that lights you up, that's linked to your highest value. So I'll just keep going back to your highest value, what you love the most, what you're inspired to do the most. Keep going back to that and going, did I do my planning today? Did I do my mindset work today? Did I play with Prince today? No one needs to remind me to go out and get a kiss, get a doggy kiss and a hug from Prince. No one needs to remind me to do that because I just fucking love doing it. That's just, oh my God, right? What are those things for you? Make a checklist for that. And every time you check it off, you're adding to your self-worth. Every time you check it off, you're building your momentum. Every time you're checking it off, you're building the strength and the courage to take action to fucking kill those fears and destroy them and transform into a greater and better version of who you are. So checklist. You wouldn't get into an airplane without the pilot doing a checklist, right? So why would you get into your life without having a checklist of what's inspiring to you? What am I doing for my goals? If you constantly did a checklist, you're going to be constantly aware of your progress towards your goals and if you're losing your momentum a lot. So if you want to keep the momentum going, have a checklist. I knew that when I started sleeping in more, I was fucked. So at the start of the year, I was training for my big trail run that Sophie was doing the photos for. And you would have seen them. And I was doing so much running. I was running like 100 Ks a week or whatever, every day. But I didn't account for the amount of sleep that I needed. So I had this whole checklist. And I was running and training physical area of life, right? And I was so fucked that I just, you know, I felt that I needed to sleep more for my body, right? So I slept more. Bang, there goes my mental and spiritual area of life where I wake up early in the morning and start working on my planning and my goals and my mission and my mindset work. Bang, that's just slipped. But unconsciously, I'm like, oh, this is slipping, but I've got to focus on this. I think we get caught up in saying, well, if I do my marathons, then I can't do my reading. Or if I have an awesome relationship, then I can't have an awesome business. And when you are living your highest values, you have the greatest amount of awareness and knowledge and skills and adaptability and resilience and wisdom to handle all of these challenges and to fill in all of the missing pieces. Hugh Jackman is a great example of this. He has lots of money. He's very successful in his acting career. He's got investment. He's got a beautiful wife. He's got kids. He's got an awesome body. You can not have it all. No one really has it all. There's always things we're working on. But try and expand your thinking and not be like, well, if I'm a gold medalist, then I have to fucking beat my wife. Or, you know, if I am an ultra marathon runner, then it means I have an eating disorder and I'm doing steroids, right? If you ask yourself the right questions and you're authentic to yourself and you can have the ability to ask yourself the empowering questions of, okay, how is getting extra sleep and training more for my marathon, for my trail run, how is that helping me to become more wise and spiritual and with my plan? Oh, when I go on my runs, I can just have a think and meditate on my plans and meditate, and I can run and I can have a sit down and I can do some mindset work during my run and ask myself questions, which I used to do. I used to do audiobooks, not audiobooks. I did used to listen to audiobooks, but I used to do a voice memo and jot down my ideas whilst I was running. So you just got to constantly adapt, and that's how we grow. In our greatest challenges are our greatest opportunities to grow. And when we're living authentic to ourselves, the rugs are going to be pulled underneath us, and the avalanche is going to fall on top of us, and we're going to be, fuck, how do I do it? But just remain strong, remain back to that highest value. Why do I want it? Why do I want it? Why do I want it? What's the missing information? Well, if I have this, then why can't I have that? Well, how can I get that? How is that helping me to get this? Well, it's too many words. Have a checklist. That's all you need to remember. Journaling, reflecting, what I was just talking about. Checking in with yourself. Have a checklist and then remember to check in with yourself. How am I doing? Am I getting burnt out? Am I getting stressed? Do I feel inspired? Do I feel like I'm prioritizing other people more than me? Do I feel like I'm prioritizing me? What's working? What's not working? What can I improve on? What am I grateful for? What do I love about my life? What are some challenges that I'm facing right now? Right? How's Mitch doing? How's Prince doing? Wow, that's a cute photo that he posted with the puppies. I think I want an Afghan hound. Then get clear on your priorities, right? To keep the momentum going, it's all about prioritization. Remember what I said, if we get too overwhelmed, we forget that we can only do what we can do right now. Literally right now in this second, that's all we can do right now. You're listening intently and soaking up all of the love and wisdom of Mitch Ping. After this, you can only do one thing. We can't do two things at once unless we supertask and we integrate and we have such a strong goal that we're so inspired that we're just fucking ripping it up, right? But in order to get there, we need to know what to do right now. What's the highest priority I can do right now in order to achieve the goal that I'm shooting for, the goal that's going to give me the most amount of value, meaning, and fulfillment? Have a checklist that's prioritized, right? So you might have a daily checklist of, did I do this, this, do this, but make sure it's in order of the highest priority. Highest priority, what's the highest priority action I can take right now in order to have the most amount of fulfillment and love and achieve my goals? So this is what it feels like when we start to lose that momentum and that goal is slipping away. We're standing on the edge of the cliff. You have the biggest opportunity to both fall and fly. And I'm saying, take the fucking leap, right? If it's a goal that's clear to you and you can see it and you love it and brings tears to your eyes and you just can see why and I love it, just fuck it, right? Great advice. Fuck it. Just do it. Please don't jump off the cliff. Check your parachute first. But it's so scary. And it's meant to be. It is meant to be scary. It's meant to be overwhelming. Everyone goes through this. Everyone, like, I used to go to a business mastermind and I'd be freaking out about my business. And I'm like, well, I just need to figure out how to get clients or how to service them or how to do the marketing or how to do the sales or how to do the admin or how to hire the person or how to do this. I'm like, I just need to figure out and then I'll be fine. And you go to the business mastermind with all these people doing $1 million businesses and shit. And they're all stressed as fuck. They're all like, well, I have this problem, I have that problem, I'm trying to do this. And I'm like, and then you're like, it never ends. It literally never ends. And some people don't even have the courage to believe in themselves and to prioritize their own goals, that instead of getting that fulfillment along the way for themselves, they're trying to prove something to other people and do it for something else because they're comparing and trying to imitate them and they're doing it for them. So they don't even get the fulfillment in the checkpoints. They're just constantly chasing their own tail, fucking themselves up because they think, I'll be happy when I get the business. I'll be happy when I get the body. I'll be happy when I get the partner. I'll be happy when I get the money. I'll be happy when I get the knowledge. And it's not, it's a myth. You want to find a beautiful cliff that you're like, I want to see. My cliff is filled with journals and books and puppies and my beautiful girlfriend, she's at the bottom of the pit, and I'm just like looking over, this is beautiful. I'm just going to jump and fly away because I believe in myself and I believe that I'm fucking worthy. And this is the time to step up, or it's time to step out. I know I'm not going to listen to that bullshit survival amygdala in my brain, which is causing me to stress out and freak out. I'm going to jump in and I'm just going to fucking do it because I know I've mapped it out. I've planned it. I'm just going to keep going. I know that this is the highest priority thing that I can do right now, is to jump off this beautiful cliff. I know it's meant to be scary. I know it's meant to be overwhelming. I know I'm meant to be sad and angry and stressed and fucking freaking out about what the fuck am I doing. But I know I must do this. I must. Because it's what I love, and let's go, right? It's the dragon that you're trying to slay. It's this disgusting, ugly, smelly dragon. But it's also beautiful at the same time. You're like in awe of its size and its power. You're like, fuck. Right, that's where the fulfillment, the meaning, that's where the goal is. Slay the fucking dragon. Lastly, to finish on that, and this is the end of the presentation, is be grateful for how far you've come, and be grateful for all of your challenges, all of your stresses, all of the overwhelm, because the more you're grateful for, the more you'll get to be grateful for, right? So Zig Ziglar says in his way, the more you are grateful for what you have, the more you will have to be grateful for, right? So if someone's got $1 million and they're just like fucking whatever, it's drugs, partying, scamming, Bitcoin, you know, whatever, they don't really have a business or fulfillment or meaning, you know, why would they be blessed with more money? They're not grateful for $1 million. Why would you get more money? Because if you're not grateful for $1 million, why would you be grateful for more? Why would you? Well, you're not going to get it, right? But someone who is grateful for what they've done and they're on a mission and they know that they can help people and inspire people, they're going to attract more money. They're already grateful for it. So they're going to get more. They're going to get more. They're going to expand more. So the more grateful you are for what you have, the more grateful you'll be for what you get, right? Tongue twister. Okay, so for everyone that has stuck around, drum roll, what is your free gift? Your free gift is a free 30-minute goal planning session. We will go over all of the tips here. I'll get clear on your highest value. We'll get clear on what the goal is, why, when. We will get clear on why. We'll get clear on the specific, the measurable, the achievable, the realistic, and the time frame. And then we'll create a bit of a checklist and some priorities for you in 30 minutes, right? No bullshit. Let's just go, 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 bang, bang, bang. 30 minutes as a thank you for coming and listening to my horrible jokes. I'm also in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks. Yeah, it'd be 3 weeks. I'm doing a master planning workshop for $100, 3 hours, be a small group. I'll go in and help you individually. There'll be a list of questions, a list of how to figure out your values, how to get super clear, how to plan out all the details. We'll workshop it, we'll get super clear on it, and you'll leave with a plan for the rest of the year on how you can smash 2023. Now, if you invest in the next 24 hours, you'll get it half price, okay? It does come with free steak knives, but I've never done a workshop like this, so super cheap, don't know how it's gonna go. So I would love to have you if you would love to come.